In the wake of sexual harassment and assault claims against Harvey Weinstein, Kevin Spacey, and others, dozens of female legislators, lobbyists, consultants, and reporters have come forward. They're talking about the sexism and harassment they've dealt with in their respective state houses. Capitol reporter Angela Columbus of the Philadelphia Inquirer says Harrisburg has stayed pretty quiet, but not because there's nothing to talk about. 90.5 WESA's Megan Harris spoke to Columbus about her experience.
You know, within the actual state house, when I first walked in, I thought to myself, my goodness, you know, where am I? I felt like I was, you know, I had walked onto the film set of Mad Men because, you know, there were all of these, you know, men running around, you know, very purposefully, and they were always surrounded by a, you know, supporting staff of a young both, you know, men and women in these supporting roles. And I thought to myself, you know, I haven't worked in a nerve center for government and politics before that looked like this.
Are there any indicators you notice in men that let you know that you're safe in their company, that they aren't going to be a problem?
Usually body language. You know, when you walk into a room, if you're doing a one-on-one interview, for instance, and you walk into a room, you can tell pretty quickly whether, you know, somebody is going to just treat you as a professional or whether somebody is going to treat you as perhaps a weaker professional because of your gender. When the door closes behind you, you always get a little nervous about what's to come. I don't see that happening with my male colleagues. I'm actually married to the AP reporter up there, and sometimes when we discuss this, he's like, that's never happened to me. Nobody ever treats me that way.
Have you ever been surprised? Maybe you thought you had a good working relationship with someone, but he did something untoward. How do you handle that?
If it's not ugly and it's not awful, and, you know, I sometimes just ignore it. If it is very blatant, I will say something. Once a male legislator began rubbing my arm while I was writing, and I just asked him to stop. And he did.
And you describe a practice that one female legislator employs to block colleagues from getting too close, preemptively putting one hand on the hugger's shoulder while using the other to shake his hand. You know, it seems like this legislator was effectively teaching this technique to a room full of smart, ambitious, college-aged women.
Right.
So what does it say that an elected official needs to give a tutorial to other young women about how to avoid being touched in a professional setting?
It means that we've got a lot of growing up to do in this professional setting, and I don't think it is just Hollywood or just politics. It happens in all, unfortunately, types of professional settings. It's the harasser's career, and it's the harasser's reputation that gets ruined when these things come out. So I think speaking out should be encouraged. And it's the first step to navigating that really kind of delicate imbalance of power.
Angela Columbus covers Pennsylvania politics for the Philadelphia Inquirer in Harrisburg. We'll have a link to her piece covering the Pennsylvania Capitol while female on our website at WESA.FM. Angela, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.